Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. On today's show, we're going to focus on music for St. Patrick's Day, which will soon be upon us on March the 17th. So to get us into the mood, let's kick off today's show with the Celtic Kitchen Party, a four-piece band from Kingston, Ontario that's been around for about 10 years now and features the musical talents of frontman Andrew Van Horn. Here's the Celtic Kitchen Party with their arrangement of a popular sing-along favorite, all about the Black Velvet Band, here on 101.5.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. Oh, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Till sad misfortune came o'er me and caused me to stray from land. Far away from my friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land.
And she was!
With her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
As I went out strolling down Broadway, not meaning to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel. She was selling her trade at the bar. A watch she then stole from a customer and slipped it right into me hand. Then the law came and threw me in prison. Bad luck to the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he said, my young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. For 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Jolly young fellows, I'll have you take warning by me. For whenever you're out on the liquor, me lads, beware of them pretty collies. for they'll fill you with whiskey and porter till you are not able to stand. And the very next thing that you know, my dears, you've landed in Van Diemen's land.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of land.
And she was!
With her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of land.
And she was!
With her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a D-I-E-I-E. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft D-I-E.
And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt. I was all alone with a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I traveled around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Thank you.
some classic music by Shane McGowan and the Pogues, a band that was founded in King's Cross, a district of central London back in 1982. We heard A Pair of Brown Eyes, a song that was written by Shane, and it comes from an album called The BBC Sessions, 1984 to 1986. In front of the Pogues, we heard The High Kings, an Irish folk quartet formed in Dublin back in 2008. And the band is made up of Finbar Clancy, Brian Dunphy, Martin Fury, and Darren Holden. We heard the guys' cover of a song written by Steve Earle called Galway Girl. And this track can be found on the High Kings' fourth album, Friends for Life, that they recorded in 2013. And we started off today's show featuring music for St. Patrick's Day with the Celtic Kitchen Party from Kingston, Ontario. We heard their lively arrangement of Black Velvet Band, one of my favorite sing-along songs for this time of year. Comes from an album called Lobster Tail and Beer that the Celtic Kitchen Party released last year. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music for St. Patrick's Day, which occurs on March the 17th, here's the Irish Rovers, the popular long-running Canadian-Irish folk group that's been recording and touring the world now for over 55 years. We're going to hear a song called The Good Ship Rover, the Irish Rovers, here on 101.5.
The son of a sailor, and I spend all my time on the sea. On a tall clipper ship named the Rover, she's home to me, shipmates and me. We've sailed her through all kinds of weather, through waves that were high as the mast, and she brings us back safely to Ireland, to her home in the port of Belfast. And we'll drink to the health of the Rover, likewise to the captain and crew. May kind providence shine upon them whenever they're out on the blue.
The good ship lies ready at anchor. We sail with the tide in the morn, across the Atlantic to Boston, and to Frisco around by Cape Horn. Farewell and adieu to you, Nancy. I'm off to the sea for a while, but you are the one I will think on till I'm back in Paddy's Green Isle.
And we'll drink to the health of the Rover, likewise to the captain and crew. May kind providence shine upon them whenever they're out on the blue.
We're now in full sail on the ocean, with the westerly wind blowing free. She cuts like a knife through the water, she rules every wave of the sea. She's the fastest tall clipper a-sailing, the pride of the company line. Doing 17 knots on the voyage, she'll have you back come in fine time.
And we'll drink to the health of the Rover, likewise to the captain and crew. May kind providence shine upon them whenever they're out on the blue.
Mm-hmm.
we are nearing old Ireland, for the harbour is coming to sight. The lassies are all at the dock side, they're all be singing and dancing tonight. We'll be drinking strong whiskey and porter till they carry us out through the door. And when we have spent all our money, we'll get back on the Rover once more.
And we'll drink to the health of the Rover, likewise to the captain and crew. May kind Providence shine upon them whenever they're out on the blue. And we'll drink to the health of the Rover, likewise to the captain and crew. May kind Providence shine upon them whenever they're out on the blue.
That was Runa, a fine Celtic folk quintet from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We heard a medley of three reels that included Kelly Mann, First Dance, and A Trip to Strathbogie. And this comes from an album called The Errant Knight to mark the band's 10th anniversary in 2019. Before Runa, a song called I Am of Ireland, a new single from Irish singer Kathy Jordan and multi-instrumentalist Shamie O'Dowd. And Kathy's been the lead vocalist for the Irish band Dervish for almost 30 years now, and Shamie is also a former member of Dervish. I Am of Ireland is the title track to an upcoming album of music based on the poems of W.B. Yeats, featuring some of Celtic music's most popular musicians. And starting off that set was the Irish Rovers with the Good Ship Rover, a track from an album titled Another Round from the year 2002. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, especially for St. Patrick's Day. So try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music, queued up next, we have Winnipeg's Celtic party band, the Dust Rhinos, a band that's been entertaining us now since 1992. Here's the Rhinos with their version of Whiskey in the Jar here on 101.5.
I then produced my rapier, said stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver, the sharing of the back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. Put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. The devil take the woman for she lies so goddamn easy. Mush your ring of doom da. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went to me chamber, take a little slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and it really is no wonder. Jenny took me charges and she filled them up with water. Sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. But she'll ring a doom da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. We'll be right back.
push your ring off to a bar. Whack roll the radio, whack roll the radio. That's whiskey and the charm. Push your ring off to a bar. Whack roll the radio.
Whiskey, he brought the light. Water to three, we're feeling fine. town of Scariff, the sun was shining in the sky. When Willie Clancy played his pipes and the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we had there, but my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town. We were all sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu. But Johnny produced some whiskey and the sun came smiling through. My heart the night is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in Six Mile Bridge, when the songs and music flowed, and when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low. And the sergeant from Kilkishan, he would buy us all one more. And we never left that pub before the clock was striking four. My heart the night is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Lahinch and Ennis, Diamond, Liscannor and Kilkee, but best of all was Milltown, when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy and the County Clare, I'm never in your debt, for the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart the night is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare.
Irish folk musician and singer-songwriter Andy Irvine, who for over 50 years now has had a very successful music career that has also included him being a founding member of such popular bands as Sweeney's Man, Planxty, Patrick Street, Mosaic, and Usher's Island. We heard a song that Andy wrote called My Heart's Tonight in Ireland, which focuses on the time he spent touring in the County Clare with Sweeney's Men. This track comes from an album titled Rain on the Roof that Andy released back in 1996. Before Andy Irvine, we heard California's Gaelic Storm with Me and the Moon. It comes from an album titled Bring Your Wellies that the band recorded in 2006. And Gaelic Storm can trace its origins back to a 1996 session at O'Brien's Irish Pub and Restaurant in Santa Monica. At the top of that set was Winnipeg's own Dust Riners with Whiskey in the Jar, one of my favorite tracks from an album called Up Your Kilt from 2003. And the Dust Rhinos will be hosting a St. Patrick's Day virtual online concert from the West End Cultural Center on Wednesday, March the 17th. So it's something you may want to check out. getting back to some more music. Up next, we have the Montreal-based Celtic-influenced trio Boomerang, featuring the musical talents of David Gossage, Kate Bevan-Baker, and Sarah Pagier. And we're going to hear a medley from an album called Echo Land that will be released on May 21st. The medley is called Perry Mary. Boomerang here on 101.5.
Present unto me, patum cotum peri dicentum peri meridictum domini. The first sent a chicken without any bones, peri meridictum domini. The second sent a cherry without any stones, patum cotum peri dicentum peri meridictum domini. The third sent a blanket without any thread, peri meri dictum nomini. The fourth sent a book which cannot be read, patum quotum peri dicentum peri meri dictum nomini. Blossom, it has no stones. Patum cotum peri dicentum peri meri dictum nomini. When the blanket's in the loom, it has no thread. Peri meri dictum nomini. When the book's in the press, it cannot be read. Patum cotum peri dicentum peri meri dictum nomini. Patum cotum peri dicentum peri meri dictum. Peri meri dictum nomini.
promised me all alone. There was Slugger O'Toole, there was Drunk as a Rule. I'm fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and a man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Van, was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of a blind horse's hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of a many goat's tails in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way. Just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock. Oh Lord, what a shock! The boat was turned right over. It turned 9 times around, and that poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
The Dublin City Ramblers, the popular traditional Celtic folk band from Dublin that can trace its roots back to 1970. We heard their arrangement of a sing-along favorite, All About the Irish Rover. And before the Dublin City Ramblers, we heard Montreal's Boomerang with a medley that included Perry Mary Dictum Domini, The Cumberland Gap, and Washington's March. And as I mentioned, this track comes from an album called Echo Land that will be officially released on May 21st. I hope that you enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have Rum Ragged, a Newfoundland-based traditional Celtic band fronted by Mark Manning and Aaron Collis. And the band has been nominated for a 2021 Juno Award in the Traditional Roots Album of the Year category. From an album called The Thing About Fish, we're going to hear a medley of 3 reels that includes Doucettes, the Lucozade, and the Gypsy. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Rum Ragged. Bye for now, and have a happy St. Patrick's Day.